Usama Sabah had just turned 22, but the day after, he was killed in a raid by the Israeli forces. He's one of two Palestinians killed in Jenin, in the northern part of the occupied West Bank, including a 16-year-old. His family says they had just set a date for his wedding.
They did CPR for half an hour to no avail. His wedding was due next month and his birthday was just yesterday.
The Israeli army says two of its soldiers were wounded during an exchange of fire. The Israeli prime minister said his security forces acted against what he called Hamas operatives who were about to carry out attacks in the short term. He was referring to the Palestinians killed in Al-Qbebe village near Ramallah. The three Palestinians were hiding in this house deep in the hill before the Israeli forces tracked them down. Witnesses say the men were left bleeding to death, and all that remains now is their belongings. Ahmed Zahran was one of them. He has been on the run for weeks. Israeli forces have detained several members of his family to pressure him to surrender.
There were no clashes. We heard five rounds of fire. We also heard explosions, but don't know what happened. We still don't know how three men were killed without much fire.
Hamas mourned the death of three of its members.
Resistance will still be present despite the Israeli policy and the security coordination between the Palestinian Authority and the Israeli forces. This confirms that the revolution is continuous.
The Israeli raids to arrest Palestinians have become part of daily life under the occupation. But the number of Palestinian deaths in these types of raids keeps rising. Protesters in Ramallah and Gaza are calling for retaliation. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.
Well, Yumna El Sayed has more now from Gaza.
We're here now at a mourning tent that the Palestinian factions have held for the martyrs who have been killed today on the hands of the Israeli forces in Jenin. The Palestinian factions have condemned and threatened what the Israeli forces have done by saying that that the resistance is the only solution in order to face the crimes against the people of Palestine. The Islamic Jihad factions have called on the resistance to stand together and face these crimes by resisting the occupation forces, while Hamas factions have blamed the Palestinian Authority for the security coordination between the Israeli government and the Palestinian Authority, and said that these coordinations are to blame for they encourage the Israeli forces to commit more crimes against the Palestinian people. This is just one crime that is added to the black record of the Israeli occupation against the Palestinians. And so far, the Palestinian factions have said that they will not stare and that they will not stand and leave the people of Palestine facing these crimes without intruding. But until now, they will just watch what is going to happen, and they are ready for any kind of escalation.